Today, I want to talk to you about how important it is that we have peace in our lives. You know, I like to define peace as security in the midst of turmoil. The emotion of peace can be a weapon to fight against negative emotions. It can be a weapon to fight against emotions that seem to be unstable. And I believe you can achieve emotional stability when peace is found. And you find peace where? In the Word of God. So I often say that if it costs you, your peace is too expensive. So let's get right into today's message and let's learn how to master our emotions with peace. We have been dealing with this issue on emotions. The Latin meaning for the word, well, it's not a word, but that word E in front of emotions, that word E means up, out, and away. In the Latin, means up, out, and away. And E, and then motion. So what the enemy tries to do is to get on your negative emotions to move you up, out, and away from the will of God for your life. Now, circumstances will happen. Things happen in life, and you'll have tribulation. They that live godly shall suffer persecution. It happens. But what we're trying to teach you over the last several weeks is to learn how to harness those emotions. And a bad emotion will happen. Now, instead of that negative emotion moving you up, out, and away, you now have learned how to harness those emotions to move you towards the will of God and to keep you towards the will of God. Now, remember what I said to you, Bill, a few weeks ago, where I made this statement that self-control was a gift from God designed to move you in a direction towards the plans that He has already made for your life. So there are godly emotions and there are ungodly emotions. Godly emotions. See, the objective is not to try to teach you to become emotionless. That's not what we're trying to say. You have emotions. So we're not saying be emotionless. When things happen, have no emotions. That's not going to happen. That's going to happen anyway. You're human. You're going to have emotions. And depending on what happens, it's going to depend on whether it's going to be a painful emotion or a not so painful emotion. Remember, an emotions are feelings on the inside caused by pain or pleasure to move you in a direction. So let's just say a painful situation happened and it caused and triggered painful emotions. All right, what I'm trying to teach you is how do you deal with those painful emotions? How do you harness those painful emotions? How do you master those painful emotions so that they won't master you? Since you have authority over emotions, you get to decide ultimately, where you gonna go? Negative emotions are designed to move you away from the will of God for your life. Godly emotions are designed to move you closer to the will of God for your life. So now all of a sudden, this is vital. You have to accept responsibility for your emotions. Say out loud, I am accountable for my emotions.
I am accountable for my emotions.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you are accountable for how you feel. You haul off and slap somebody and say, I couldn't help it. Yes, you can. You are accountable for how you feel. There are more tragedies that happen because of emotions. People end up in ditches because of emotions. Relationships are all torn apart because of emotions. People lose great jobs because of emotions. Family members because of emotions. And you've got to learn how to harness your emotions. Now, we talked about mastering your emotions with joy. How many of y'all got a hold of that? Now, tonight I want to talk about mastering your emotions, watch this, with peace. 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 Say it, peace.
Peace.
All right, now, let's look at this. Let's begin here tonight in St. John chapter 16, verse 33. I'm doing something last night, and this just came on me. He said, peace, peace. You can harness your emotions with peace. And I grabbed the first thing I could get, which was an envelope. And I went at it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this is going to be awesome. Let's begin here in St. John 16 and verse 33. Peace, peace, in the middle of all kinds of stuff. Now, it's crazy out there in the world. I don't know if you've noticed it. It's crazy. When I say it's crazy out there, what am I saying? The mindset is crazy. The way people think, crazy. How people draw conclusions, crazy. How what used to be true, all of a sudden not true, crazy. How they do things, how they make decisions. It's crazy out there is what I'm saying. It's just not lining up with the Word.
Yes.
Now, listen to this tonight. We're going to learn how to use peace. We're going to learn how to use peace to master negative emotions. And I'm telling you now, this is a dangerous message. Why do you say that? Because as soon as I finish preaching this message, I don't know where y'all got to go tonight. But Satan is plotting and planning to contradict every word that I share with you, to try to rob you of your peace immediately. And I'm going to show you how to deal with the circumstances, because there's a power and an authority associated with peace if you know how to use it correctly. Amen. John 16, 33. Let's get on it. He said, let's read it out loud together. Ready to read? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, notice what he said in the first part here. This is so vital. These things I have spoken unto you. So who's doing the speaking here? So Jesus says, I have said some things unto you. And he said, I said some things unto you that you, the reason why I said what I said. Now, Jesus spoke words, right? So the reason why I said what I said is so you can have what?
Peace.
So you can have what?
Peace.
So peace is a result of what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I spoke these words so you can have peace. So peace comes from hearing the word, just like joy does. Jesus is saying, I'm not wasting words. My words are filled with power to benefit you. So he says, I have spoken unto you that you might have peace. So that lets me know I now understand where I can go to get some peace. And it's in God's Word.
Amen.
Where do you go to get some peace? It's in God's Word. Where do you go to get some peace? It's in God's Word. But when stuff happens in your life, the question you have to ask yourself is, how often do you go to God's Word when you lack peace? How often you heard something, you saw something, something didn't happen right with your money, peace wasn't there. Did you go get you some Word to get you some peace? If you want some peace, you got to get some word. You can't depend on the people around you to give you peace, and you can't depend on changing circumstances to give you peace. There is a guaranteed place I can tell you about to get some peace anytime you need some peace. You know where that place is? The Word of God. So when you lack peace, the advice is to go get some word. Turn your neighbor and say, it's time to get some word. When you get your word, you get your what?
Peace.
When you get your peace, you have some what? That's good. That is correct, but I'm not talking about joy tonight. What am I talking about? I'm talking about peace tonight. Joy comes from the Word of God, but when you get some word, he said, I said what I said. That's good. Let's put it together. I said what I said so you can have peace. Now, what is the world? The Word will give you peace. What does the world give you? Tribulation. So the Word gives you peace. The world gives you trouble. The Word gives you, you get peace from the Word, you get trouble from the world. All right? Now, one of the things he said to do is, in the world you'll have tribulation. He says, but be of good cheer. Have joy. Why? Because he's overcome the world. How did he overcome the world? Peace. 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 And I'm going to show you this, because I'll show you where Jesus came in and the angels made an announcement and they said, peace is now on earth. Yes. Now, goodwill towards men. So, the thing I want you to see in this scripture, from the word you get peace. From the world you get trouble. So if you're, and you, we're not of the world, but we're in the world, and you're gonna have some trouble because you're in the world, but here's what he said. I've given you my word. So anytime you get some trouble, go get some word so you can get some peace. If you understand that, say amen. Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 11. Now, notice what he says here. He says, finally, brethren, farewell. 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in what?
Peace.
Live in peace. All right, so you know you're going to have some trouble, but Jesus says, I gave you some words so you can get some peace. And he's saying, live in peace. All right, so what happens if I make the decision to live in peace? I'm also making a decision to live in that word and live in that word and live in that word and let that word live in me. Abide in that word, and that word abides in you. You'll have what you will, because that word will now shape your will or shape your desires. It says, live in peace, and what will happen? And the God of love and peace shall be with you. How many want God with you? He said, live in peace, and the God of peace will be with you. Live in peace, and the God of peace live. Now, that's not happening to a lot of people. You let the troubles of the world cause your mind and your thinking and your emotions to get all cloudy. And while you are all cloudy and all freaked out and your emotions are going all over the place, you're opening. God says, I can be with you when you're in peace. Fight to be in peace. Fight to be in peace. When you're in peace, then the God of peace is with you. When you're, in fact, God uses peace as something to really give evidence of when it's God or not. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Somebody says, how you know that was God? Because the peace of God was the umpire that ruled in my heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. There's an association and an attachment between God and peace. And sometimes you need God when you're in trouble, but you need to be at peace. That's why I said, be still and know that God is God. There are lots of things trying to move you. And notice, when your emotions are being impacted, they're trying to move you away from the things of God. And I guarantee you, when your negative emotions are not being harnessed and you're not experiencing emotional stability, it's trying to move you away from peace. Fight to remain at peace. So the first thing you do is you become a Christian who now values the importance of the Word of God. Something happens when you take two or three scriptures concerning your situation and just stare at them and milk them. And say it out loud and read it and look at it. What's happening? Something's going on the inside. Now, let me give you this definition the Lord showed me today. Here's what peace is. Security in the midst of turmoil. Security in the midst of trouble. Okay, let's break it down. Security is freedom from care and worry and stress. It's freedom. Security is freedom from care, from worry, from stress. It's unfounded confidence. Think about that now. Freedom, here's what peace is. Peace is freedom from worry and anxiety and care and stress. Wow. In the midst of trouble that's trying to give you care, worry, and stress. But you know what happens when you have this well-founded confidence in Him? You get in the Word, you read the Word, you meditate on the Word, it builds your confidence up, and all of a sudden the Word is producing peace in you, or you now have freedom, because you're in the Word, you have freedom from the care, freedom from the stress, freedom from the worry, because of this well-founded confidence in that Scripture that you're meditating in. Now, a lot of people in the world don't know how to do that, but you as a Christian need to know how to do that. Now, if you don't do it, you'll never know what I'm talking about. Some of you have done this before, and you can bear witness tonight, yes, I did it. It was the only place I could go. That's the only way I knew to get some relief. It's to get in the Word. It was going crazy in your life, and you did something that most people won't understand. You went and picked your Bible up, and you looked up all of these Scriptures, and you stayed there. And when you left, you were free from the worry. You were free from the stress. You were free from the anxiety. I'm telling you, Jesus says, I spoke these words so you can have my peace. And we won't even go get them. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, when you live in peace, the God of peace is with you. There are things that can happen in your life when you're at peace that you're trying to figure out why they're not happening when you're worried and stressed out and full of care. And that's why he tells you, cast your care on him, for he cares for you. What? He wants you to live a life of peace. Live in peace. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. But you know what happens? The circumstance happens, and now it triggers an emotion, a negative emotion that's trying to move you away from the will and the blessings of God in your life. What you have to do, I recognize that this negative emotion has been triggered by this circumstance. I recognize that I'm full of fear, and I'm full of anxiety and worry and stress. So I've got to now go to the medicine cabinet, the Bible, and I got to get me 2-3 scriptures now, and I got to take 2 or 3 a day. My God. Listen, I'm telling you what I know. I don't know how long it was ago, but I suffered with a great bout of depression to the point it was bad. It was bad. And I went to my wife and I said, help me. And she looked at me. She says, all I know to tell you is to do what you know to do. And I knew it was demonic. She arranged a trip so we could just kind of get away from everything. And we went to Nassau, and we were walking down the street. And I kid you not, this apparent demon-possessed woman, you could see it all on her. She runs, and she gets right in front of me. And it's just crazy as talk, man of God. Counsel me, help me. She was doing all the stuff that was the pressure and the stuff on me. Man, my wife stood in front of me. She says, you devil, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. That old woman took off running down the street. I got away enough. And what I did this. I took all of the scriptures on worry, stress, care, and everything that was going on, and I put them in categories, and I said it out loud 3 times a day or anytime I felt like I needed it. And that's all I knew to do. The word from her was, do what you know to do. And I said it out loud 3 times a day, or sometimes it would be 8 times a day. Well, finally, in the middle of that week, praying in the Spirit and saying those scriptures, I began to notice that all of the depression was being replaced with peace. And I started getting a freedom from the care and freedom. I mean, I've never, you know, I thought pastoring was going to be like a bunch of delightful people coming together and we're all going to love each other and love God. And I never met such mean people before in my life. I thought, I got to get out of here. I want to die. This is not what I ever expected for it to be. And I heard the word of the Lord. See, the Bible says, live in peace and the God of peace shall be with you. See, once I got in peace, then I heard the word of the Lord. And then the word of the Lord came to me, and it was a strange word. He says, you've committed treachery and treason against your spirit. I said, Lord, I don't know what that means. And I just began to study it out. And then he spoke to me again. He says, you've been preaching out of an empty spirit. These were the days where I would get like 100 and some invitations and I would try to take all of them. I mean, I would go to one meeting in the morning, fly and get to another one at night, and then fly back to the other one to finish up the week, and then fly over to the country. And that time, I think we were having Wednesday night service, Wednesday night, Friday night services, Saturday morning prayer, Sunday morning 4 times, and then I'd leave after the Sunday morning and fly somewhere to do something for 3 or 4 days, and then come back on a Wednesday night to do that. And he said, you have committed treachery against your spirit. He says, you keep preaching out of an empty spirit. And you can't preach. He says, from this day forward, never again preach out of an empty spirit. You preach out of the overflow of what's in your spirit. See, this thing I'm talking to you about tonight, I'm flowing over this thing, so I couldn't wait to get here to talk to you. I felt like I'm about to burst. And I heard this. I remember the day when I was just overflowing, just make no confession. The care had gone, the anxiety had gone, the stress had gone, and the peace was there. And I stood up off my knees and I said, all right, I'm ready. And the room shook, I promise you. No. From this day forward, don't you ever preach out of an empty spirit. Even if you have to preach the same message, it'll come out differently. But preach out of the overflow. And I'm telling you, that's the day I realized that vacations and rest, that they are spiritual. Rest is a spiritual thing. You understand what I'm saying? Why? What happened? When I got in peace, the God of peace met me there. Some of y'all need to step away. Some of y'all got too much clutter in your mind, in your soul, and you just need to step away just for a minute. I know everybody got issues. Folks always have issues. Your kids gonna always have, everybody gonna always have an issue. Some of you just need to kind of step away, and you need to quiet your soul. You need to calm your emotions down. You need to get in the Word and watch that Word get on the inside of you and free you from the care, free you from the worry, free you from the stress, give you well-founded confidence in what you've been meditating in, that it actually comes to pass. And I tell you what, I am alive and healthy today because the Word gave me peace while the world was giving me trouble. Amen. And those days I thought, well, you know, God gave me this revelation on prosperity, and almost everybody I know is broke. They're going to love me when I teach this message. I'm going to preach this message of prosperity around the world, and people are going to finally get free. Didn't happen that way. Did not happen that way at all. And I tell you what, it shocked me. I was blown away. And I said, man, but I tell you what, When the afflictions and trouble comes from the world, you go to the Word. And this, I'm talking to you like this because listen to me. This just cannot be a sermon tonight. You got to literally go pick your Bible up or your phone. Program the phone, Siri. I need as many scriptures as you can find on peace and meditate in that Word and drive the devil away from your emotions. If you understand that, say amen.
Amen.
Now, look at St. John 14, 27. Now, let's travel a little bit and let the Scriptures talk to us. Let the Scriptures talk to us. I declare your freedom from care and stress and worry. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I said I could declare you free. I call you free right now. Peace is security or freedom from care, stress, and worry in the midst of turmoil. I know. I can't say I know because nobody in here really knows what everybody in here going through. But whatever you're going through, do not pitch a tent in that place. Because God didn't mean for you to stay there. He just meant for you to go through it.
Amen.
So turn to your neighbor and say, come out.
Come out.
27, peace I leave with you. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. No. I'm not giving you the peace like the world gets. No, I'm giving you my peace. He says, now watch this. Here's what you can now do now that you have the peace of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.